Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Shannon Cahill and Jennifer Wadley with the Knoxville Music Boosters about the unveiling of the new high school band uniforms this Friday night. Some band uniforms unveiling on Friday night at your Knoxville High School football game. Take us through exactly what that event is for Friday and some of the things that Knoxville residents can see coming out to the football game on Friday.
Absolutely. We are so excited. I'm actually going to have Jennifer talk about this because we have some amazing volunteers, and Jennifer is one of those that just steps up. And so she has taken on a big part of this night, and so I'm going to let her talk about it.
So we realized that our band needed new uniforms a couple of years ago, and so we kicked off a little over a year ago a huge fundraising effort to try to raise enough money to purchase new uniforms for the band. And thanks to the generosity of our community leaders and community members, lots of family members, we were able to raise enough money to purchase new uniforms for the band. So we are super excited that they are able to debut those this Friday night at our home football game. Also, in recognition of our larger donors, we will recognize them at the football game with a certificate and a picture with our band members, so they can have that to commemorate the evening.
So come on out, and we'd love to have everybody come and support the football team, obviously, but also our band, as we are in those new uniforms and doing a good portion of this year's marching program. And just thanking those people who have supported us amazingly as we got this like 5 years worth of fundraising done in a matter of like 9 months. So
now this is going on Friday. Is it going to be unveiled during pregame or is it during the halftime show?
The event will take place between the JV and varsity games. Our band members will be on hand during that, and then of course the band will go on to perform the national anthem and the halftime show during the varsity game.
Now with the addition of these new uniforms, what's going to happen to the rest of the uniforms?
That is a wonderful question. We have all of these uniforms, and they are very specific to us. They have the K and the Knoxville, and so it's not something that we can easily just put out there and another school is like, hey, perfect uniforms, let me take them. Not only that, they were in really rough shape after 15 years. So we are working towards selling them possibly as a variety of things, some as costuming, but also we've had some people who have mentioned that they were interested in purchasing them as a memory thing. So if they are something that you have worn in the past 15 years, keep your eyes open. We will be hopefully by homecoming, but we are going to be working on how to set those out there so people can purchase them if they want.
Now you guys have this unveiling going on Friday. You also had a big event on the 26th of August. You had the car wash. Take us through that car wash.
It was a phenomenal event. Danny Graves did an amazing job. She set it all up. We had just a tremendous turnout of kids. They had a blast. Again, they were laughing and just having a great time as they were washing all the cars. We made over $1,000. It was just a great event. It's an awesome time for those kids to get together, the band and choir kids all together, all the music kids and middle school, high school. They just all come together and they feel like they're having a party while they're raising money and cleaning some cars.
Now, is there anything the Knoxville Music Boosters are going to have coming up and the band's going to be having coming up? We just got into band season, so I know there's some stuff coming up.
Absolutely. Well, the first thing we have, the variety show yesterday was the first round of auditions. And on this Saturday from 9 o'clock until 1 o'clock, we will have that last round of auditions. So if you are considering possibly that you would like to share your talent with us, please, please get in contact. I know she's still looking for people who have like art exhibits and things like that. So any form of arts we are interested in. And then also we have some band competitions and we have a couple of things with that. Our first one is in Pella on the 23rd. That is next week, Saturday. As of now, we believe we're marching around 4 o'clock, but we would just love to have the community come out and support the band. They can come and watch. But if you're in the area, there's going to be the Pella Band and a few others that will be performing, and it'll be great to come out and support them in that way. And then if you're just looking for something to do and you'd like to help us out, we are interested in having some snacks and stuff for the kids, especially with these new uniforms that are all white. We have to be really careful on what they eat. So we have an amazing credit union bank that donated a bunch of water, so we have the water prepared, but we could use some nice clean non-messy snacks, if anyone's interested.
So now what can Knoxville residents do, or where can they go? Who do they contact to be a part of the Knoxville Music Boosters?
Well, they can contact Annie or I. They can go to our website, which is www.knoxvillemusicboosters.org, or they could even, if they would like, contact the school, and they can get in contact with Mr. McCartney, Mr. McBride, Mrs. Steffi, or Phillips, and they will get us in contact.
Is there anything else the Knoxville listeners should know about the Knoxville Music Boosters coming up?
I think that is, for the most part, what it is. We do have a meeting on October the 3rd at 6 p.m. in the band room, so if you're not quite sure what all's going on, you can come and just talk to us and get involved. We'd love to have you.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.